This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, our producer, Cal Hunter. This is the 18th of March, 2023. Boy, there's been a lot of rain and snow and weather, but we need it, and I love to see the green grass. And out here in the West Coast, just to let you know, there are wildflowers everywhere, and it is absolutely gorgeous. And I love to see the wild. My wife's like, come look at the wildflowers. Look at them. And they are. I live in an area that we do have some acreage in the back pasture that I live. I have cattle. So the cattle eat down the grass, which then allows the wildflowers to come up. And I'm telling you, my home behind my house is a carpet of flowers.
It's just that beautiful. Is anecdotal.
It is anecdotal, but it is absolutely beautiful.
I like seeing the little puddles of water outside, you know, and there's so many birds. And that's so soothing to me.
It is, and I agree. And Denise, one of our offices in our studio, we don't tell people where this is, but it is, we oversee an open space easement.
Yeah, it's actually protected.
Yeah, and it's beautiful.
You know, in my neighborhood, now that the weather is cleaned up, I mean, it's so beautiful. Three of my neighbors now have cars up on blocks, and they're changing out engines and swapping transmissions. And the guy down the street just stocked his refrigerator that's out in his front yard. It's just so beautiful. Spring is upon us.
In my neighborhood, when the homeless guys come by and steal from the trash can, the recycling gets washed by the rain. It's perfect for them.
Yes, exactly. Denise, I guess we like where we live, huh?
So much.
It's like we make way more money than those two do, don't we?
Well, I don't know. What's I that actually saying, don't
really?
Know.
If you make more money than me, trust me, it's not saying very much. And that's okay.
Well, we're having a good time here. This is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. Denise, we forgot last hour to do what? To give him the phone number.
Yes, we need to give you our phone number. You can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, or you can call us, or it is the number, 855-529-7234.
And go to our social media. Just Radio Law Talk to any social media. You can do, really, Facebook's about the only place we're posting now, because dang, Instagram won't give us we don't know what happened. We lost our Instagram. We can't get in. The passwords were so old, they won't let us get into our old Instagram.
Really?
Yep. TikTok stole it.
Can't get into it. But no, I think you guys might be able to get into it.
I can do it.
I tried.
Yeah, I can.
You can? You can still? Because, see, if you already had the passwords and stuff on, then you can get into it. But it's just if you reboot it and it says, okay, give me your username and password, it's all old. And the email is an old email. And the phone number that it goes to is an old phone we don't use anymore. And so...
Oh, maybe you should get it from Cal.
Cal, we'll have to have you post. Can you get Instagram? Can you post still on Radio Law Talk?
Well, I just took a still. Let's see. Not Radio Law Talk. I can only post on mine.
Oh, no. We want to do Radio Law Talk.
I don't know how to get
to. Go to Facebook. Go to Facebook, and that's what we're posting. So okay. From now on.
Okay.
We're going to talk about a couple of things. Buffalo Wild Wings being sued. That's a very interesting one. We're going to talk about home warranties. That's an interesting lawsuit. And then we've got probably about 15 other topics. But another one we're going to talk about is... after the home warranties, we're talking. Keep forgetting what I've got it listed right here. After that, we're going to talk about that murder in Florida, the Microsoft executive.
Oh, yeah,
what an interesting thing. You know, we're out, you know, the Murdoch trial. We follow that extensively. This one we might be following a little bit too. But a Microsoft executive is killed in Florida, apparently in front of one of his toddlers.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my gosh, just horrific.
So we're going to find out. They just made an arrest. We're going to talk about that situation and what's going on and much, much more after that. But more importantly, what they're here for, Cal, is for me to make
now
some
it's
points.
Time to play Case or No Case.
For Fred to rack up points like it's no tomorrow.
Yep.
Now I'm going to introduce you to a larger-than-life character from England. His name, John Dodd. You ever heard of him? He was kind of like the Richard Branson of the 70s and 80s. He had ideas on how things could be done, had the money to do them, and he wasn't afraid to become, shall we say, an adventurer. So specifically, he went to Rolls-Royce and said, I want to put one of your World War II aircraft engines in a car. Will you build me a chassis, a Rolls-Royce chassis, to accommodate that? Gave them an engineering drawing. They did it, put it out there, and he got a Merlin engine from a British plane, 1,000 horsepower, lots of torque, had the chassis built, put in a fiberglass tacky body around it, and put on the front a Rolls-Royce grill. By the way, the car was as ugly as you might imagine. Rolls-Royce wanted nothing to do with it, and so he appeared on a TV show like the Top Gear equivalent in London at the time. Rolls-Royce exec saw that and said, that grill's got to go. So he reached out to his lawyer and said, I don't care if that car's registered as a Rolls-Royce or a Jaguar. He cannot have our grill on that car, and we will risk a lawsuit to stop him. Case or no case, Todd Kunin, what say you?
I think that it's interesting, Cal, that you would do a case or no case dealing with a grill in light of the new grill you have. I'm looking for the RR, and I don't see that. We've received no cease and desist to keep Cal from smiling from Rolls-Royce, so I think we're good.
Mine says Fiat. Okay.
That's the tattoo, by the way.
Yeah. You pull it off, but it's a salvage title. What the? So, anyway, I think this is a case, and I think that Rolls-Royce has a trademark claim. Because, look, RR, that is their brand. They work to protect their brand, and you don't want people looking at whatever that monstrosity was that he was driving. And I think that they have a claim, and I think Rolls-Royce wins.
Okay, I want you to bear in mind, as I told you before, in case there was some miscommunication, it was a Rolls-Royce chassis and a Rolls-Royce engine in this vehicle. Okay, Denise, case or no case?
Who put the grill on?
He did.
Who's he?
The guy we're talking about, Mr. Dodd.
Oh, John Dodd put the grill on it. So the chassis did not have the grill on before.
No, that's correct. No.
So that's a big distinction. Yeah. I really don't want to agree with Todd, though.
That's a big distinction.
No. Yeah.
What do you think?
I think I'm going to say that it is.
Just do it. Just do it.
I have been wrong for so long that it really doesn't matter. I'm going to say that it's not a case, that it's a really good idea. And you read about it in your automotive magazine that they had done this. Once he fired up that car and he went so darn fast that he ran into a tree and died.
Cal saw it in his weekly receipt of the publication Grills Weekly.
I'm a new subscriber.
He read the All right, I'm going to do this before we go to break. I'm going to say that, look, what's interesting, I think this occurred a while ago because we've got a World War II plane engine they're using, and the fact that they're using the grill, people would mistake it for a Rolls-Royce, not a normal Rolls-Royce, but something that Rolls-Royce did as a one-off, but they didn't do it, right? So I think the minute you put the grill on, you have violated some rights of Rolls-Royce, I'm sure some patent rights, whatever, and they sued, and I think Rolls-Royce wins. But remember...
So you two say case, Rolls-Royce wins.
I know we should go against Todd because he's going to beat us anyway because he's got so many points, but I'm saying that, you know what, it's an old case, and we probably didn't remember it. If it's just recently happened, I would have known about it.
I'd like you, when we're done with this, to look up John Dodd in his car. It will blow you away. It is
okay.
You look at it and you go, what is that, a fiberglass Monte Carlo with a nose the size
of
a Jeep?
I'm sure it's not good looking. We'll be back.
All right, stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming up, including the answer to this hour's case or no case. That says we continue right here on Radio Law Talk.
I've got to my car washed, the dirt, it just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cutter shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Oh no, how did that happen?
Now, back to Radio Law Talk with your hosts, Frederick Penny, Todd Tunin, and Denise Dirks.
Hey, Mr. Dodd.
Whoop, I'm so sorry.
I did look up the ugly...
That car was ugly.
Isn't it hideous?
You have ever seen
it looked like a station wagon with a big butt.
Oh, it's just ugly. It's just ugly as heck. But it tells you, it says, I said it was old, but this was probably in the 70s that this was done.
Yeah.
And this... The thing that's interesting, Cal, and again, we already gave our answers,
yep,
is the nose or the front of it does not show any Rolls Royce on it on all these pictures. So that means he eventually took it off, or you're teasing us and he never did put the Rolls Royce name on the front of it.
Well, it,
go ahead and tell
it
us.
It had an interesting outcome here. But
wait a minute, no, stop. I'm going to interrupt you.
Yeah.
That's not correct. It shows the original one. It has a Rolls Royce nose on it.
Right.
The original
that's
one.
That's what I'm telling you.
But all the other ones don't have a Rolls Royce nose on
it. Well, here, the fascinating part about this to me is the car is still around. It had, the engine was a Spitfire trainer, British Spitfire trainer, had 1,700 cubic inches, 900 horsepower, and ran on regular gasoline. I mean, it's a pretty amazing thing. And he said the fastest he ever took it was 150, tire technology being what it was at that time, that was the fastest he ever took it. But it can go faster than that.
Wow.
And by the way, Case and Rolls-Royce won.
You too. I know, yes. Todd, you and I, man.
Not happy.
And I'm tied with you now, Denise.
That's funny.
Right?
Yes, you are tied with
wow,
me.
Wow, and I missed last week, so I didn't. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
gosh.
Don't brag. You were on assignment.
That's how Denise is.
Unhappy. Who wants to talk? Look, Buffalo Wild Wings. Okay, look, let me tell you about my son-in-law. My son-in-law likes Buffalo Wild Wings. And I'm telling you, every once in a while, Cub, we walking by and we're all eating lunch, and then he's sitting there by himself without lunch. I feel bad for him. I'm like, oh, you know, I don't say anything. And he, next thing I know, I see staff member walking down the hall holding the Buffalo Wild Wings, you know, delivery for Mr. Madden, delivery for Attorney Madden, and there's his Buffalo Wild Wings. Now, I don't go to Buffalo Wild Wings that often.
I've never had them.
But I have gone there because I'm not a wings guy. I don't like wings. I'm not a wings guy. But my son-in-law talked me into it. He said, you got to go, Dad. The boneless wings are awesome. So I went there one time, and the boneless wings were easy. You get to choose whatever sauce or whatever flavor you want. And the boneless wings are like a breaded chicken breast or white meat. Right? And it was really good. So what happened because of this, Todd or Denise? One of you, I've been talking the whole time. Which one do you want to talk about? What interesting
Well,
happened?
I like Buffalo Wild Wings a lot. And I've been there in Carson City to watch a Ducks game. And they had like a lot of things going on there. And one of the things that I think I remember about...
A Ducks game? Explain that. Oregon Ducks.
I have an Oregon Ducks t-shirt on.
No, but
on.
Oregon Ducks is what you like.
I'm trying to explain why Todd is doing funny things over there. I'm a duck. I'm an Oregon duck. And I got into, I had an opposing counsel, and I looked kind of her up and kind of looked, read her declaration about fees. And she's from Oregon State. And I'm from Oregon. And I go, you know what? Today's going to be a good day. anyway.
What's Oregon State's mascot?
They're a beaver.
Oh, well.
Which is very much an Oregon thing. Okay, anyway.
Damn.
The Ducks are better. All right.
I got that, Todd.
Did you get that?
She didn't catch it.
I didn't catch it.
She said, damn. Because that's what.
Okay. Okay, I get it now.
We're a little slow on the uptake today.
Well, in the break, I'll tell you something, but right now I can't. Buffalo Wild Wings.
People are like,
if we're going to be slow, let's be slow.
That's more interesting than this. No.
Wasn't there a suit against Buffalo Wild Wings because they had a vegan menu, but they were in the same kitchen, and there was some lawsuit against them
probably
for that because it wasn't true vegan. Anyway,
I don't know.
Cooked in the same pan.
I just work here.
They're getting sued again because their boneless chicken wings are not made from the same meat as a chicken wing. Come on, guys. Really?
Oh, the humanity.
I know. I just...
I mean, give somebody a preference here. They're man-made. They don't have a bone in them. So you know that they're man-made.
But they're a McNugget, basically.
But
right?
Can't they just say that the meat they used identified as wing meat? And it was okay? Wouldn't that work?
They do say on their menu that when they describe it, it's a wing, but they say it's white meat. It's sliced.
But you know one thing I didn't see in any of the advertising is it's Buffalo Wild Wings. Note that it does not say Buffalo Wild Chicken Wings. Okay. And look, if you're gonna really sue them, are these free range chickens truly wild, or were they raised? I mean, are they even really wild?
Are there buffalo genes in the chickens?
Do buffaloes have wings?
Well,
we'll go through. Okay, this is what they said in their tweet. So they responded. By the way, Todd, what do we always say? And Denise, we say about stuff like this. Good advertising, right?
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about it in Radio Law Talk. Everybody out there, I know it is in the morning in the West Coast, but some people who listen live are in the afternoon, or right now everyone's going, I want a Buffalo Wild Wing right now. They're getting hungry for one. So this is their response to this lawsuit on Twitter. Quote, it's true. Our boneless wings are all white meat and chicken. Our hamburgers contain no ham. Our buffalo wings are 0% buffalo. Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's perfect. What a great response.
Yeah, that's exactly what they said.
I think they're going to come back and they're going to say, even in this tweet when it says, our boneless wings are all white meat chicken. Note, they did not say our boneless chicken wings. And so that where have we ever said that these were chicken wings?
Well, he's arguing saying it was false and deceptive marketing.
Show me where the nugget is on a chicken. And are you going to sue McDonald's?
Right.
That was the whole Carl's Jr. campaign. We've said it high and low, we cannot find the nuggets on a chicken. And, you know.
Well, parts is parts. Don't you remember that?
Yeah.
Parts is
but
parts.
It's basically just chicken. A chicken tender is what you're getting.
Yes, exactly.
Any other major things we got to go over?
In a wing society. Shape.
I don't like the idea of boneless chicken wings.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yep. I want the real bone in the chicken.
All right. We'll be back about the bones. Yeah. We'll talk about bones when we get back.
Wondering if they'll do food delivery to the Radio Law Talk compound. It's high time we thought about that. Stay tuned. Radio Law Talk will be right back.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Are you struggling with a high cost of prescription medications? How would you like to save up to 90% on your medications and have them delivered for free? Now you can with one simple call. Yes, save up to 90% on many of your prescription medications by calling A+ BBB accredited healthwarehouse.com based in Florence, Kentucky. No gimmicks, no coupons, no cards to use. And all prescriptions are FDA approved and safely sent to your home with free delivery. Here's one example of your savings. A 90-day prescription of generic Lipitor can cost $90 at your local pharmacy. Healthwarehouse.com offers the same medication for about $20. Find out how much you can save on your prescription medications and get free delivery with one free call right now. Call 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. That's 800-734-1229. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4537. 802-341-4537. 802-341-4537. That's...
USA News Update. Security preparations are underway in New York City for a possible indictment of former President Trump. But he says it's time for all this to end.
The DOJ, the FBI, the local prosecutors should all stop.
Trump took to his social media platform Truth Social this morning to say he expects to be arrested on Tuesday and called on his supporters to protest in response to the possible indictment. President Biden is backing an international criminal court's decision to issue an arrest warrant for Russian President President Vladimir Putin. That warrant is being granted over allegations of war crimes committed against Ukraine. Claims that TikTok's parent company are spying on American citizens are being investigated by the United States. Both the FBI and the Justice Department are looking into ByteDance, which was allegedly involved in the surveillance of U.S. technology journalists, as well as more broad spying on general users. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio Rock Talk. Oh, stop it.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
We're just having so much fun. I just don't know what else to do. So anyway, we just finished up with the
Wild Wings.
Yeah,
wings.
Yeah, yeah. Do we want to do we finish that one up? Or?
I think we
now here's the interesting thing we've been
winging it.
We're talking about today's a giggle day. I'm gonna call it the GD. So remember the Murdoch trial. By the way, there's nothing going on that. Usually there's something pop up. We talk about.
Yeah, he did appeal. He is appealing.
There's one other thing. They found a body, another body nearby. I sent you that piece, but it was very late yesterday. There was another body. Yeah. So if you find that in your email, near the hunting ranch, I think. I'm not sure. I did not flesh the details out. I just sent you the story. So it should be there. It's pretty interesting. But yeah, there's some. I'm not positive of the whole thing. It just was a little squidgy to me when I read it. So
yeah.
Let me look and see.
Anyway, well,
I think. It wasn't that they found a body. Remember, there was that issue about a teenager that was hit by a car.
Yes, that one.
And so what they're doing is they're exhuming that body for further testing and research. Okay. I think that's
the hit and run victim.
Yeah. To determine whether or not that was Buster had anything to do with that.
Or Murdoch himself.
Murdoch himself, yeah. So
because the theory is that when he called Buster to come help him,
something happened.
Yeah.
That's the allegations. But I'm not poor Buster.
There's just so many people
But I hate to say it, and I do not feel sorry for. I mean, it was like, don't feel sorry for Buster. The guy's on an island by himself right now, Buster and his son. So if, again, guilty, all that type of stuff, but just what if it wasn't? The poor guy has lost his brother, his mom, his dad. He's by himself. I mean, it's, and now the family.
But he's not a hot girlfriend.
I know that, but guess what, though?
No, I did not point that out. I'm not of that.
I thought you did.
No, I don't.
When we were talking about Murdoch, somebody said it.
In the wake of a double murder conviction of Richard Murdoch, The family of a South Carolina teen found dead in 2015 is making a renewed drive to find the truth about the years-old case in the death of
right.
their son.
Yeah. Yeah.
Funds have been raised. And
that was the hit-and-run victim.
19-year-old student found lying in the middle of the road.
Yeah, right? We knew that. But here's the question. The issue there is, you know, what's... Didn't one of the family members from that boy stood up and turned at after the verdict was read or I don't know, over the sentencing and said, you know, you're next.
Yeah, to Buster.
To Buster,
yeah.
You're next.
Yes.
It's like, oh my gosh, the guy's probably got to hide no matter where he is. But anyway, let's jump on to the reason I'm bringing that up is there's a Microsoft executive in Florida that was murdered by in front of his toddlers. About a year ago, and he was gunned down, and they've been doing an investigation. And they just recently, one person confessed, which was the next-door neighbor who was apparently renting a house that was the maintenance person, right?
Yeah, so just the quick rundown. This Microsoft exec, Jared Breitigan. He was married to his wife, Shanna, at the time, Shanna Breitigan, and they had three kids, got divorced, but it was, as often happens, a contentious relationship between the two of them. He remarried, and all of them are living near each other.
She remarried, too.
He remarried. All of them are living near each other in Florida, and then she also remarried a guy who was like a fitness trainer and stuff. And so what happened was on one particular day, Jared Breitigan is driving. There was like a tire out in front of his in the street. He gets out to remove the tire, and some, at the time, unknown assailant comes out and shoots and kills him while his kid, toddler, is still in the car.
Yeah, two-year-old.
And so he is killed.
Here's the piece that makes the sense. He had just dropped off the 10-year-old twins that he had with his ex-wife her house. So the ex-wife knew her children would not be in that car.
That's right. That's right.
I think that's a key piece.
And so what they found out was the first person to be arrested was a handyman who was renting a house from the ex-wife's new husband. So that's the first person that got arrested a couple months ago. Well, apparently... That guy has reached a deal, admitted to the murder, reached a deal, but claimed he wasn't the only one in, and that led to the arrest of the ex-wife's new husband, who is Mario Fernandez. And Mario Fernandez has now been arrested, and they say that they're still, the ex-wife is still a
suspect.
A person of interest.
Yeah, person of interest, and we'll see how the chips fall, but it's just tragic that this happens. I believe that the ex-wife, Shanna, and Mario Fernandez had split at the time of this arrest. So they were already on the outs. I think she had relocated to either Idaho or Washington, where she's at now. So this arrest is all taking place in Florida, but she's still a person of interest where she's at.
Denise, are you the one that said that her family... The ex-wife is pretty wealthy, or is it Todd?
Yeah, she came from a wealthy family in Utah. I forgot what business they had, but it was a huge business. I want to say it was like print bookmaking, something like that. And they sold it, and so they had a lot of money. She came from a lot of money because of that business.
Oh, interesting. Denise,
I just feel really sorry for his new wife. And all of his kids. Can you imagine?
It's tragic.
It's just the worst case. And if it is tied to his ex-wife, the 10-year-old twins are not going to have any parents left.
Right.
It's crazy. And why would you do that? Nothing justifies
murder. I don't get why people go to that extreme. I don't get it.
Great question.
I can see people getting upset. I
totally
understand.
Agree, yeah.
But how do you get that extreme?
I don't know.
It the society now that they... I remember growing up, again, here I am, I'm sounding like my grandpa and my dad. In the day... What happened when you were upset? Was it, well, you got in a fight, you fist fight, you
or
beat up.
Or you called
up.
A duel.
Yeah, or you...
You bloodied their nose.
Or something, and you move... But you don't just go and shoot people. What is wrong with people?
I don't understand
stop.
It.
Stop. Why don't
I
you
don't
everyone stop
it.
That? Just take a breath and relax.
And, you know, in California, if you are found guilty of... you know, killing your spouse or hiring somebody to kill. It could mean that you lose out on the retirements. You would lose out on perhaps attorney fees. You could lose out on spousal support if you were, you know, you lose those things.
A lot of things. Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a big consequence for that to happen.
They're probably just not thinking, obviously. Obviously not thinking.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, she was no longer married to him, so right. she didn't have to consider those things.
But what was the source
of
resentment?
What was the advantage to her?
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's the question.
Right.
What would be the advantage to her?
Well, yeah, because he's paid child support, and he's, you know, he's doing well. He's a Microsoft executive. It's not like he's, you know, making $15 an hour. I mean, I don't know.
There was obviously some thorns in their path, and she thought they were big enough to take him.
Well, we don't know this.
Well, we don't know that.
No, we don't know her.
Okay, maybe
yeah.
her new husband could never fill the shoes.
And guess what, though? Yeah. He's innocent right now, guys.
He is.
Yes, he is.
He's innocent until proven guilty. And same with the ex-wife. They're all innocent until proven guilty. We got to be very careful of that.
And any grizzled homicide detective will tell you it's always the spouse. It's always, I mean, that's where they look first, is the point. It could be someone else.
But you said the word always, and so I don't agree with the word.
I know.
Always,
I'm just telling you that most grizzled homicide.
No, everyone's innocent until proven guilty. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say the company was called Stampin' Up. It was an online crafts.
Company. Stampin'
that
Up.
Shanna Gardner Fernandez, the ex-wife. That's what the company her parents started.
Where is it? Out of Utah?
Out of Utah. And millions. And they may have sold it. I don't know. But worth millions. So she came from that. And
what part of Utah? Say that. What part of Utah?
The Mormon part. So.
Oh, that part. Well, that
part.
That narrows it down.
What other is also suspicious is that her mother had secretly bought a $1 million house in Washington that she left Florida and went to Washington and moved into that house. So her parents bought her a house secretly.
Yeah, but that
I think if that's the case, that again, she and the guy that just got arrested, her second husband, I believe, are in the process of getting a divorce. They split up.
Maybe that's
so she relocated to Washington. Parents may have helped her.
But after the murder.
Oh yeah, but so apparently
I don't know. And then the other thing is the new wife pleaded with the new husband and said, please do the right thing. Let truth come out.
Wow. Well, anyway, this is something we may be following when we come back. Putin. We're going to talk about Putin. Denise is going to be excited to talk about Putin and why they want to arrest him. It's like, I always laugh about that. Okay. Yeah. Hold on. Todd, you can do the voice better.
We'd like to arrest Vladimir Putin.
I'm coming. Don't worry about it.
We're going to arrest you next Tuesday.
Okay.
Different guy, but good point.
We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk continues right after this. Hold on.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is the best show ever.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
What are the odds, you think, at Vegas that Putin's going to show up for his arrest? Because the international,
Criminal court
is now put a warrant out for his arrest. What are the odds of him saying, all right, I'm coming on over?
I'm thinking the odds are better that the magistrate that signed the warrant falls, has an untimely fall, or a suspicious...
A guy with an umbrella pokes him in the leg, and down he goes. You know, yes, that pellet they used. Yeah.
Denise, tell us about it.
Well, it is a crime. There are laws amongst nations, okay? And the International Criminal Court is a court that is internationally going to enforce those laws. We'll talk about enforcement in a second because that's kind of a loose word I'm using there. And so the International Criminal Court has declared that Putin is guilty of crimes against humanity, and specifically war crimes, genocide, abduction of children, all of these different types of things that are going on with in the Ukraine war. And so they sent out an arrest warrant. And most of what the criminal court does is enforce Hague conventions, right? There's a lot of Hague conventions involved about one specifically for about abduction of children. So there's been a lot of other people, believe it or not, that has been arrested, if you will, and prosecuted by the international court, the criminal court. And one of them I thought was interesting. His name was Muhammad Ali. And he's not our Muhammad Ali, but he was the commissioner of a Kenya police force, right? And he was actually arrested and prosecuted, and he was alleged to be criminally responsible for murders, deportations, rapes, and all of that. So what's interesting is, I don't know if you guys know what genocide is. Do you know what genocide is?
Yes.
Okay. Genocide is when you're trying to wipe out an entire creed of people.
Ethnic cleansing, genocide.
Exactly. Right. And you can do it in so many different ways. I actually wrote as my thesis for my international law class when I was in undergrad, genocide, Israel's crime against the Palestinian Arabs. And in that paper, I had cited articles, newspaper, different things that showed events that had happened. And one of the events was poisoning of an entire school, of girls' school. And that's the type of stuff that back then was going on in that area of the world. Here we've got literally the entire population in Ukraine being attacked by Russia, and they are, in all accounts, defending themselves. It's not like they are the aggressors or not. And we're going to have to see what happens with this, because the only way they're going to be able to enforce this and actually have a trial against him is if he is taken out of power. Because Russia and U.S. too, by the way, they don't recognize the International Criminal Court. They don't recognize them. They're not a member to that court. And there's good reasons, because we, as Americans, are all over the world doing different types of things. We do in the name of democracy, a protection of countries, that type of stuff. And Russia views what it's doing as a protection of its own rights as well. So we have a different view on it.
Protection by rolling into someone's sovereign country that's not just said, I'm going to blow all you people. Okay.
No. Whether you agree with it or not, the reason why they're not members, why U.S. and Russia are not members, is because they probably could be found guilty. And if they were members, it would be easy for them to be arrested and all of that. The ICC does not have its own police force, so it's got to take advantage of opportune moments, in other words.
Now, the probably the best known use of the International Criminal Court was right after it was founded, 1945, 1946, where it was the International Criminal Court in Nuremberg, those trials for the
And that was high drama.
Which
they had punishment power at that time. So that was the thing. What is Putin afraid of now?
Which was essentially a genocide claim, which is what you had talked about. That's where it started. That's probably the highest profile trial the ICC has ever put on.
Also Muhammad Gaddafi.
Mm-hmm.
So Gaddafi was also that. And I'm trying to remember if there was an African leader too. And wasn't ICC also involved in some of the Jewish, not the Jewish, the Gestapo cases?
I don't know. Yeah. Anything to do with World War II stuff. They did.
Yeah.
But see, they could do something about it then. If they got Putin, let's say they found him guilty, then what? I just don't think it's become from a very powerful body, to a toothless tiger
You know, it's further going to isolate him.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. And if he ever gets thrown out of power, then, like I said, there could be consequences.
You know what's interesting? There's a lot of Russian... We're off on a tangent here. A lot of Russian people in the United States. Well, there's a huge Russian population in the United States that, and I know a number of them that don't like him. But it's interesting how you wonder what they think. The Russian population in the United States, who are free, you know, they're free here and very most generally that I've understood, and people I've known are just good citizens and working hard, doing the best they can. And
well, there's a lot of Ukrainians too. In fact, I think one of the largest Ukrainians is in Sacramento area,
California.
And 30 years ago, Ukraine was part of Russia.
I know
it was
that.
Part
know.
Of USSR. USSR.
Soviet Union.
And, you know, so we, yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's just their view, perhaps, I'm trying to be really open-minded here, is that they're just recapturing that part of their, what
well,
they
that's
had
what he
before.
Says. He says he's trying, and they're a threat because
the Nazis.
Well, they're a threat. I mean, Putin's saying Ukraine and other those other countries are a threat because they're becoming more Americanized and more, you know,
democracies.
And
yeah.
That's a threat to, which I don't know. You know, first of all,
I can't even put myself in that place. I have family over there, and that war is less than 1,500 miles away.
Right.
And if it spreads to Poland or any,
Poland, yeah, that's what Poland's worried. It was like, why is Poland giving all the? Well, because Poland's worried. Is it Crimea?
Crimea.
Now, are they pro Ukraine? I think, or what's
no. Crimea was already invaded by Russia and is under Russian control since 2014.
Got it.
So, I mean, that's been a while.
We're seeing this.
But Crimea is also the fertile, not crescent, but that's not the right word. It's the oil-rich territory former Ukraine, right?
Oh.
So that's kind of, they're fighting over resources. It's really what it's about.
Right. Russia has a lot of oil resources.
European domination. Same thing that we've seen. World War I ended up, World War II. What was it about? Somebody, some despot decided he wanted to rule Europe.
You know what's interesting? Yes. It's tough in Europe because they're all right next to each other. That's why I love the United States. It's like, all right, we got Mexico next to us and Canada. All right, we're...
Nevada.
Yeah, Nevada. we love Nevada. Well, let's move on. Look, let me talk about this Alabama lawsuit. Panhandling. Look, what's the one thing we say? We're politically neutral. But it's so interesting. I've just had very bad experiences when I've tried to... help or do things. When I see a 25, 27-year-old asking for money, walking on the highway or freeway, again, there's people that, you know, we got to be careful. This is America. We have free speech, you know?
Yes.
And that's what's important. But when they're walking on the main roads as you're pulling up to the off the freeway and you almost hit them because they're dodging in and out of, vehicles, that's dangerous. And I worry about that. So, but Alabama has a law against panhandling. But I guess the law is very sweeping in general. And basically, they can be arrested for panhandling. They can be given a ticket. And as of now, the appellate court in Alabama has found that it's unconstitutional to limit at least the rule or law they currently have about panhandling. So we're going to talk about that and what the new legislator in Alabama is trying to do to change it. But as of now, a judge striking down the Alabama law on panhandling, arrests, etc., that people do have the right to solicit of charitable donations, as they call it. And we're going to discuss that when we come back. You can call in at 855-LAW-RADIO and tell us what you think about panhandling. We'll be back.
I'm curious about the etymology of the word. Where did panhandling come from? I'll look at that. But there will be back with more Radio Law Talk at 6 minutes after the upcoming hour on your local radio station. And if it's not there, just go over to RadioLawTalk.com and you can stream the show at no charge. We'll be back.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.